division is everywhere. Brokenness, arguments, conflict, it's hard not to see it if you look at the world. The darkness. But Christ is the promise that he can knit us back together, that he can reconcile us in the riches of understanding who he is, what he's done on the cross, and what he is coming again to do. You're listening to Oratio, your morning hour of prayer, meditation, and growth here on Worldwide KFUO. And I'm your host, Pastor Jonathan Fisk. Just for a moment here, let's take a quick look again at the psalm that we had read this morning, Psalm 38. The pain, the trial of the psalmist here, it's just intense, and it's very likely this is one of David's psalms that he wrote when he was ill near the end of his life. And he faced death in this illness. He recovers from it, but it's later in his lifetime. But the pain, my sides are filled with burning. There's no soundness in my flesh. That might not be something that, you know, when you speak it responsively on Sunday morning, you can exactly put your heart into, right? I mean, my sides right now are not filled with burning, yeah? And yet I can take that language about his illness, his dying, his decay, and I can believe two things. I can believe that, first, it's going to come. Don't make a mistake about it. Your body is going to die. Well, unless Jesus comes back, let's pray for that. But you get my point, right? So you will be able to pray those words someday, and you'll, God willing, be glad that they're there. But the other side of it is you can know whether you feel it or not. You can know there's no soundness in your flesh. You can know that day of death is coming and that the reason for that day of death is your sin. Dr. Luther and the Lutheran Confessions say at various points quite a stunning thing. They say that sin is not a reasonable idea. Now, they're not saying that you can't see evil in the world. Obviously, you can see that. And they're not even saying that you can't see your own sin. You can see your own sin when you break the Ten Commandments. It's pretty clear. Their point is that original sin, the actual depth of our total depravity, is far worse than we can even imagine it to be. So that one of the first things that Scripture has to teach you to believe, not to see, not to test, not to know, but to believe, is your own sin. That there is no soundness in your flesh. That you are indeed spiritually feeble and crushed, even as St. Paul tells us, a dead man in your flesh. Born dead, still born spiritually. That all this world then stands aloof from this plague as it tries to deny that reality, right? As it tries to pretend, oh, no, no, we're not dying. Everything's fine. Don't worry about us. Oh, let's put all of those dying people away in places we don't have to look at them anymore. To this, the psalmist says, I am a deaf man. I am a mute man. I'm a man who does not hear and does not rebuke. And what he's really getting at there, is that we can't change the world's view. We can't stop them from believing that death is life. But what you can do is wait for the Lord your God to give his word, to preach his gospel, to make it known by his Spirit that the death of Jesus is life for you. And the psalmist is not saying, don't say it. He's not saying, don't confess it. He's saying, I'm not going to get trapped up trying to justify myself. I'm going to let the justification Jesus did be all that I need, even as I face that torment of my flesh. You're listening to Oratio, your morning hour of prayer here on KFUO. Sharper iron right around the corner. Come on, come on. Let's rock.